We all walked with him to the turn of the road, where he kissed my mistress and the children goodbye. Patting me on the head, he said, "Good Jock, take care of my family until I come back." I knew then that my puppy days were over and that there was work for me to do. We went back to the little farm, and all through the pleasant fall days, we worked hard. Francis took the old horse and went off each day to gather wood for the winter. My mistress dug the vegetables from the little garden and stored them away in the cellar. Nanette took care of baby Jean. As for me, I watched Cosette, the cow, to keep her from going too far from home while feeding on the grass along the roadside. Sometimes our rabbits would get away too, and I would have to help hunt for them, or we would have no rabbit stew in the cold winter months. Every evening after work, Francis and I would walk to the big town a mile away to hear the latest news of the war and to see if there was a letter from my good master. If there was one, Francis would let me carry it home in my mouth, and it always made my mistress so happy that I hoped for a letter every day.